We are 103.9 WDKX, Rochester's number one station for R&B, hip-hop, and throwbacks. In Rochester today for a speech, keynote speaker today for YWCA is Dr. Ilyasa Shabazz, the daughter of Malcolm X and Dr. Betty Shabazz, here on WDKX 103.9. Well, I want to thank you for joining us here on the show. I know full well that you have been a writer for the last couple of years, and a lot of people know you not only from being Malcolm X's daughter, but Dr. Betty Shabazz's daughter. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because I know you were 2 years old when we lost Malcolm X, but how strong your mom was through that and raising all of you.
You know, I think it was just, first let me say, it is such an honor to be on your program. I think it's, you know, admirable, commendable, and everything. And I hope your audience knows a lot about Frederick Douglass, Dr. King, and Malcolm X. I always take my hat off to my mother because she was such a young woman. She was, I think she may have just turned 30 years old, and her home had been firebombed. She loved her husband, and their home was firebombed. She lived through that, supporting her husband, supporting her children, and even standing on her own. And then a week later, she would witness the assassination of her husband, young man, only 39, who, you know, just, you know, ask yourself, what was I doing at 39 years old, right? Especially, you know, in the 1950s and the 1960s, that social climate. And, you know, my mother was not a bitter woman. She was not a victim. She was not one of despair and bitterness. She raised us with a whole lot of love and understanding who our father was as daddy, his humanity, his kindness and compassion, his willingness to lend himself toward the improving the betterment of us, you know, believing in our, you know, just all these things. And so my mother made sure that we knew who our father was. And I often, you know, look at the fact that my two youngest sisters, the twins, they can tell you stories about their father and laugh. But they never even met him because my mother was pregnant when he was assassinated. And, you know, that's such a testament to my mother. She never accepted no or I can't as an answer for herself. And I think that that in itself is something that I share with women. I share with young men, with students, with elders. You know, whatever we want in life, we have to manifest. Right. But we can only do that when we know, you know, we have a good sense of ourselves, our identity is intact, and we're in community. You know, we're not in this divisive state, but that we understand that power is in our unity.
Mm, absolutely. Ilyasa Shabazz joins us now, daughter of Malcolm X. You know, it's interesting. You've written a lot of books about it growing up, X. You've written children's books as well, telling not only your father's story, but sort of your mom's story, too. Can you talk a little bit about that literacy, education, and keeping stories alive?
You know, all the stories that I write, I think that, first of all, that, you know, we have to open up a book and see a reflection of us in order to, you know, really get engaged. Like when we go to church and you look at the stained glass windows, you want to see images of, you know, these biblical times that, you know, we're in the East. It was in Africa, right? And so these images should be an accurate representation of who the people are, right? And so with the books, it's opening up a story and seeing yourself, finding yourself in that story, and then learning something, some accurate information about history, mm-hmm. right? And learning something about ourselves. And that's what my books do for children. You know, you understand the importance of family. You understand the importance of self-love, self-acceptance. You also learn about activism. You learn about injustice. You learn about honesty, compassion, all of those kinds of things. And so I've written about 5 books, and 2 of them I'm working on now in a TV adaptation of Young Malcolm X.
Wow. Wow, yeah. That'd be amazing to see. It's interesting. What would you say today? I know you're giving a speech today for YWCA, and I don't want, you know, obviously you're the keynote speaker, but what would you say to young people out there, parents out there, everybody sort of enduring what's going on, whether it's the racism we see, the violence we see, some of the stuff that's happening? What words would you say to them that are going through and struggling right now?
Well, you know, when I was growing up, we learned about the contributions women made to the world, significant contributions the African diaspora made to the world, significant contributions Islam made to the world. So we grew up with a solid sense of ourselves. My mother wanted to make sure that we grew up loving who we were as Black young women. And, you know, And in retrospect, I can't love anyone if I don't know how to love myself. And if I see injustice of any kind, I'm not going to help. I'm not going to participate if I don't know how, if I don't know how to love others, if I don't know how to love me. And so I think what's so important, you know, I have been fighting for an education curriculum that is truthful, so that every child has an opportunity to know that they're worthy of self-love, that they're worthy of love, and that they don't rely on others to determine their self-worth. And so I think that is extremely important. When we have young people who are out there fighting and harming others, you know, it tells you that they don't know their value. They don't know, you know, the significant contributions their people have made. You know, when we think of, it's just so much, you know, in our schools, if our children are learning about ancient Greece and Rome, well, you know, scientists have already proven that the cradle of civilization began on the continent, and that, you know, we merged out into other parts of the world, and we made these significant contributions. We built the pyramids. We created books. We brought scholars, priests, you know, all kinds of things. And I just think that all of that information is important when it comes to establishing a healthy, strong identity. And that's what my mother and my father did. And the reason my mother safeguarded her husband's legacy was not so he could be famous. It was so the benefit of his work could be realized by our children, so that they understood that this life is precious, that we are supposed to make a contribution back. Each one of us has a legacy. And, you know, we are supposed to have an opportunity, you know, to do all of these things. That's what life is, to live a purposeful, meaningful life, not a life of doom and depression and strife. You know, so if for me, when I would see young people, you know, where it looked like the light was turned out, I didn't understand it at first. And when I began to understand, it was so important for me to write books, to do film, to do whatever I could so that they recognized, you know, what they were up against. So they recognize their values.
Your father's legacy will live through WDKX and the call letters, Douglas King and Malcolm X. I thank you for your time. I thank you for sharing your message and being a part of WDKX and the Wake Up Club this morning. And best of luck to you. I know in your speech today and reaching this community, you are WDKX. I can say that. You, ma'am, are WDKX. Thank you.
God bless you guys.
Yep. Let me take it easy.